Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in India's energy priorities has been announced, with bioenergy and green hydrogen emerging as the top two energy transition priorities for the government, as signalled by Shaktikanta Das, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, at the CII Annual Business Summit 2026 in New Delhi. This development comes against the backdrop of rising crude oil prices, with a 24.71% year-on-year increase in April 2026, and the ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, which have disrupted global energy supply chains. The fifth informal empowered group of ministers, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, has been working to address the challenges posed by these disruptions. The thesis behind this pivot is that India must accelerate the substitution of indigenous fuels, with bioenergy being used for transport and feedstock, and green hydrogen being utilized for industrial purposes. This is crucial for reducing the country's dependence on imported fuels and enhancing its energy security. To achieve this goal, the National Green Hydrogen Mission has been established, with a focus on promoting the production and use of green hydrogen. The mission has a target of producing 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030, with an associated renewable energy capacity of 125 gigawatts. A key component of this mission is the Strategic Interventions for Green Hydrogen Transition, or SITE, scheme, which has two main components. First, SITE Mode 1 provides incentives for the manufacturing of electrolyzers, with a target of achieving 3,000 megawatts of capacity by 2026 and 8,000 megawatts by 2030. Second, SITE Mode 2 offers incentives for the production of green hydrogen, with the incentive amount decreasing over time, from 50 rupees per kilogram in the first year to 30 rupees per kilogram in the third year. As of 2026, the installed green hydrogen production capacity in India stands at around 8,000 tons per year, with bids awarded for the manufacturing of electrolysis totaling approximately 2,000 megawatts. Several pilot projects are also underway, including those in the steel, shipping, and refining sectors. Furthermore, three green hydrogen hubs have been notified, located in Kandla, Tuticorin, and Paradip. In addition to the National Green Hydrogen Mission, the government has also launched the Sustainable Alternative Towards Affordable Transportation, or SATAT, initiative, which aims to promote the use of compressed biogas, or CBG, as a fuel. SATAT provides a long-term offtake guarantee of 15 years or more from all marketing public sector units, with per-unit pricing linked to a fixed reference, indexed to CNG retail prices. The SATAT initiative has already led to the commissioning of over 100 CBG plants, with around 5,000 letters of intent having been issued. The target is to have 5,000 CBG plants producing 15 million metric tons of CBG per year. The feedstocks for these plants include agricultural residue, cattle dung, sewage sludge, and municipal solid waste. The National Bioenergy Program, launched by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, is another key initiative in this area. The program has a budget of 858 crore rupees for the period from 2021-22 to 2025-26 and includes three sub-schemes: Waste to Energy, Biomass Program, and Biogas Program. The Ethanol Blending Program, or EBP, is also an important component of India's energy strategy, with a target of achieving 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2025-26. As of now, the achieved blending is around 14-15%. The Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Yojana, launched in 2019, supports the production of 2G ethanol from agricultural residue. Biodiesel and sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, are also being promoted, with a target of achieving a 5% blend of biodiesel by 2030. IndiGo and Air India have already flown limited flights using SAF, and the International Civil Aviation Organization's CORSIA offset framework will become applicable from 2027. The fifth informal empowered group of ministers, or RIGEM, has been convened to handle interministerial coordination on energy supply chain disruptions. Chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the IGAM includes members from the Ministries of External Affairs, Finance, Petroleum and Natural Gas, New and Renewable Energy, and Power, as well as the Cabinet Secretariat. The mandate of the IGAM includes developing contingency plans for Strait of Hormuz disruptions, protocols for strategic petroleum reserve drawdowns, and alternative crude sourcing. In the context of India's energy mix, the government's pivot towards bioenergy and green hydrogen is significant, as it aims to expand the share of domestically resilient energy sources. The current energy mix is dominated by coal, oil, and gas, with renewables accounting for around 10% of the primary energy mix. The strategic implications of this pivot are far-reaching, with bioenergy and green hydrogen offering a means to substitute imported petroleum and liquefied natural gas with domestic biomass and waste. Green hydrogen can replace imported grey hydrogen in refining and fertilizer production, and can also replace coking coal in steelmaking in the long term. Both bioenergy and green hydrogen can reduce India's exposure to Strait of Hormuz disruptions. In terms of climate action, India has committed to achieving 50% non-fossil installed capacity by 2030, a 45% reduction in emissions intensity compared to 2005, and net zero emissions by 2070. Green hydrogen is seen as a key route for decarbonizing hard-to-abate sectors such as steel, fertilizer, and refining. The pivot towards bioenergy and green hydrogen also has significant implications for industrial policy, with the potential to create a domestic supply chain for electrolysis and promote the production of 2G ethanol from agricultural residue. This can help address the issues of paddy stubble burning and farm income. From a fiscal perspective, the capital subsidies and production-linked incentives required to support the growth of the bioenergy and green hydrogen sectors are significant and will need to be accommodated within the fiscal calendar. However, the potential foreign exchange savings from reduced crude oil imports are substantial, with every $10 per barrel reduction in the import bill resulting in savings of around $13 billion. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this topic. This falls under the GS Paper 3 category of Environment, Energy, and Science and Technology, and is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers policies and schemes. The key angles to focus on for the mains exam include discussing the National Green Hydrogen Mission and the SITE scheme, evaluating SATAT and the National Bioenergy Program, and examining the rationale behind the government's pivot towards bioenergy and green hydrogen. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Green Hydrogen Mission was approved in January 2023 with an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees and a target of producing 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030. The SITE scheme has two components: electrolyzer manufacturing and green hydrogen production. SATAT was launched in October 2018 to promote compressed biogas, and the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Yojana supports 2G ethanol plants from agricultural residue. The ethanol blending program aims to achieve 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2025-26. The fifth IGAM is chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and is responsible for interministerial coordination on energy supply chain disruptions. India's nationally determined contributions, or NDCs, include a target of achieving 50% non-fossil installed capacity by 2030, a 45% reduction in emissions intensity compared to 2005, and net zero emissions by 2070. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both GS Paper 3 and GS Paper 2, and requires a deep understanding of the key concepts, schemes, and policies related to energy transition and climate action. As you prepare for the exam, be sure to focus on the strategic implications of the government's pivot towards bioenergy and green hydrogen, and the potential impact on India's energy security, climate commitments, and industrial policy. In conclusion, the government's pivot towards bioenergy and green hydrogen is a significant development with far-reaching implications for India's energy security, climate action, and industrial policy. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, be sure to stay up to date on the latest developments in this area and focus on the key concepts, schemes, and policies that will be critical to success.